The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to speak to Emily Whiteside, who's World Netball's Head of Marketing, Digital and Broadcast. And hopefully you would have seen the great news that Netball Pass is the only place for us here in the UK to be able to stream Suncorp and ANZ games live this season. Emily, thanks for your time. And how important is it?
Netball Pass is the only place for international viewers, so outside of the country where that league is taking place, to be able to tune in and follow all three elite domestic leagues. And it's the first time that all three leagues have been in the same place, which is really, really exciting. I think for us, it's vital that we make it as easy as possible for fans to be able to access netball content. And by creating a single destination for fans to be able to watch those three domestic leagues has certainly made that user experience for fans so much easier. And it's been great to partner alongside England Netball, Netball Australia and Netball New Zealand to make this happen. I think from a world netball point of view as well, we've obviously now got over 80 members and we want to be able to bring more netball more often to all of our members, and as part of our grow strategy, build more awareness of our sport and welcome as many new participants and fans as we can, not only from those 80 members, but also beyond that as well. And I think, obviously Netball Pass will allow fans around the world to see more top elite netball each week. And that's only going to inspire more people to get involved with our sport and therefore increase our reach and capacity, which is obviously what we all want.
And the nice thing is on Netball Pass as well, there's a really strong netball archive that you can watch on demand as well, isn't there?
Definitely. So obviously this year we've got the three domestic leagues, but actually, the platform has been running since 2022. So there's lots of archive from old ANZ Premiership seasons, the Netball World Cup, but also even with these three domestic leagues that we've got running now. So obviously we appreciate that people can't always watch the match live, but actually you can go back and watch a match from the weekend and catch up on that in your own time. So we know that video on demand is really popular now. People expect to be able to watch it when it fits in with their own time. So it does have that functionality that you can tune into any match you want, whenever you want, and catch up when it suits you, which I think, again, just makes, when we talk about reach and making it as accessible for as many people as possible, that really plays true to that.
And speaking to people personally, that really, really positive about this, what kind of feedback have you had there so far?
We've had so much positive feedback just from around the world. I think it's playing a really important role in helping us to reach new fans, with it being available globally, as I said, and it's giving more fans more netball, which then allows fans to build connections with teams and players. And I think I'm getting that feedback as well. People are being able to watch players and associate themselves with teams that they've never been able to do before. And that's been important for World Netball for a while now. We've been doing an international player watch series for the last sort of 3 years now on our social media channels. And that's been through sort of written pieces, trying to highlight international players, because we feel like at World Netball, we've got a responsibility to do that. But Netball Pass is just the next step on from this, as it allows them to then watch the matches live, so we can link directly from those articles to Netball Pass, where we know that a fan, no matter where they are, is able to watch the full match. And I think that's really, really important for growing our sport. So, yeah, I mean, I've only had positive feedback. People are able to watch more content. It's easy to find. People are starting to ask, is this league going to be on Netball Pass? Are you going to show this on Netball Pass? And I think it's just creating that habit amongst users that they know or are expecting content to be in one destination, which is crucial in growing our sport.
It's nice as well, isn't it, that we can keep up to date with our favourite players, our favourite sites from abroad?
Definitely. Like what you just said, I think it's crucial for fans to be able to have those role models and create connections with our players. They're so important to our sport. And we know that often when people have role models in the game, it then encourages them to become involved, whether that be watching, playing, volunteering, coaching, officiating, etc. And it may also lead to them watching a match, even if it doesn't involve their own country, because they want to watch a certain player that they wouldn't have otherwise known about. If you can't see them, then how are you meant to know who to follow and where to follow them? So really does link back to our core strategy to grow, which is increasing our reach, revenue and capacity, and taking netball to people more often. And Netball Pass is giving us a lot more control over our data and insight. You know, we've got control over looking at how many people are watching, from where, how long are they watching, which is really crucial when we're looking at any future broadcast strategy, but also helping us to really give the fans what they want and helping to deliver what they need as well. So I think there's a number of benefits that Netball Pass has given us already, and I think we'll continue to do so in the future as well. It's definitely allowing us to reach more people. And I think from a world netball point of view, we obviously use Netball Pass during the Netball World Cup as well, where, again, we used it to stream matches in markets where no broadcast deals were in place. So, again, just allowing for that global reach in markets where they might not necessarily have been able to watch netball previously. And during the Netball World Cup, we had 460,000 users to the platform, which contributed to the event reaching a digital streaming audience of 2 million. So we knew from that moment that the platform was working. And obviously now, with our partnership with Australia, England and New Zealand, we were helping them to grow the reach of their domestic leagues and reach people in countries that, again, we haven't reached before, which hopefully then will increase to participation in various other countries, as they'll be left feeling hopefully inspired from watching top elite domestic netball. And I think for me, a sort of a key priority now throughout the rest of this year is working with our other members to hopefully be able to get some of their content on the platform as well. So giving them the opportunity to show content on an OTT platform that they've not previously had. And we know that there's already an engaged audience there. So helping them to really elevate their content and their matches. So I think that's something that I'll be working with our members on throughout the rest of the year.
It's going to be a really great chance for you just to see where things are at the end of the season as well, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And that's, as I said, the data and insights that we'll be able to get is just going to be crucial in terms of learning and adapting where we need to. But I think having control over our data and insights, and you know, it's our own platform, we own it, we can really dig deep into insights, look at where that reach is, and that's really going to help us with our strategy moving forwards.
So just give us a little on the pricing, and obviously mention Netball Pass website, please.
Yeah, so you'll be able to find more on the pricing, obviously on the Netball Pass website, which is netballpass.com. But we've also got information on the pricing on the World Netball website, which is netball.sport. If you go under our domestic league page, you'll find information there as well. But essentially, just on the pricing, so fans are able to buy so round passes for each league, starting as little as £2.50, and that's in pounds. And the Netball Super League are actually, they've just launched a half-season pass as well. So they're available for £19.95 as well, so for the second half of that season. So yeah, I'd definitely recommend heading to netballpass.com to take a look at what's there.
And just to be totally sure, Netball Super League games aren't available online, but the Suncorp and the New Zealand games are. In the UK? Here.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so for UK fans, yeah, you can't access the Netball Super League. Those matches are available on BBC and Sky for viewers here, but you'll be able to watch all of the Super Netball League in Australia and the ANZ Premiership in New Zealand. So yeah, if you head to Netball Pass, you'll see information on those different packages available. And as I said, the round passes, you know, you could have a look at a round pass and see if you like what you see and then commit to a season pass from there. But there's different options available.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.